Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court's controversial order on rape, citing lack of sensitivity. BJP launches Saugate Modi campaign for underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. Russia and Ukraine agree to naval ceasefire in Black Sea, says the United States. In South Korea, at least 18 people killed as wildfires continue to ravage the country. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to face Kolkata Knight Riders in Guwahati this evening. The Supreme Court has stayed the controversial order of the Allahabad High Court and said the judgment showed a lack of sensitivity. The controversial order of the Allahabad High Court observed that acts like grabbing breasts or breaking the string of pyjamas do not constitute an attempt to rape, and the prosecution must go beyond the stage of preparation to prove its charges against a rape accused. The apex court strongly criticized the remarks, calling them insensitive and reflecting an inhuman approach. The bench also issued a notice to the centre, the Uttar Pradesh government and others, seeking their responses in the Suo Mutu proceedings initiated over the High Court's March 17th order. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today stressed that all the institutions in the country have to function in tandem and that there are checks and balances which are well meant. The chairman made these remarks during the zero hour in the House, referring to a meeting held yesterday with the floor leaders of the houses on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Sharma. Mr. Dhankar termed the meeting fruitful, saying that the deliberations were consensual, reflecting cooperation and concerns.
All the institutions in the country have to function in tandem, in togetherness, and also there are checks and balances which are well meant. It has been given by both Leader of the House and Leader of the Opposition that after having wider consultations amongst all concerned in their respective parties and otherwise, they would come to the Chairman for further deliberations. That was the conclusion after both Leader of the House and Leader of the Opposition had shared their thoughts along with others.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the government has blocked 1,410 gaming sites under the IT intermediary rules after the reports of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said betting and gambling are part of the state list and the state government has the power to make a legislative framework for it.
जो हमारी स्टेट लिस्ट है लिस्ट टू उसमें एंट्री 34 में बेटिंग एंड गैम्बलिंग आता है तो राज्य सरकारों को इसका लेजिस्लेटिव फ्रेमवर्क बनाने का पावर है कुछ राज्यों ने इसमें पहल भी की है और इसके अलावा भारत की जो नई न्याय संहिता है भारतीय न्याय संहिता उसमें सेक्शन 112 में भी इसमें एक्शन लिया जा सकता है इसके साथ ही साथ कई ऐसे स्टेप्स लिए गए हैं जो I4C उसके माध्यम से जहां से भी कंप्लेंट आती है उस कंप्लेंट के बेसिस पे जो IT इंटरमीडिएटरी रूल है उसके हिसाब से 1,410 gaming sites ko already block kiya ja chuka hai.
Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that the government takes strict and prompt action against complaints of food adulteration. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Joshi said the government conducts inquiries as soon as it receives complaints of food adulteration and also carries out criminal proceedings if food items are not fit for human consumption.
नेशनल कंज्यूमर हेल्पलाइन जो है वो एक बहुत बड़ा टूल बन गया है कंज्यूमर प्रोटेक्शन के लिए FSSI और BISI ये चेक करते रहते हैं रेगुलरली 242 लैब्स है मोबाइल वैन लैब है मार्केट से स्पेसिफिक प्रोडक्ट हम उठा के चेक करके कंज्यूमर को प्रोटेक्शन को और कंज्यूमर हित का हम अपनाने के लिए पूरा कोशिश इस 2019 के एक्ट के बाद और ये 2022 के रेगुलेशन के बाद FSSI और कंज्यूमर अफेयर्स दोनों मंत्रालय मिलकर
Over 4,000 children were adopted in the country in the financial year 2023-24. This was stated by the Minister of State in the Women and Child Development Ministry, Savitri Thakur, in a written reply in Rajya Sabha today. She informed that a total of 307 special needs children were adopted in the same period. The minister said that over 62,500 children including 4,364 children, are living in child care institutions across the country. She added that these children are supported under the Mission Vatsalya scheme. The childcare institutions established under the Mission Vatsalya scheme support age-appropriate education, access to vocational training, recreation, healthcare and counselling. The BJP Minority Morcha has launched the Saugate Modi campaign, aiming to distribute special kits to 32 lakh underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. The initiative seeks to ensure that poor Muslim families can celebrate the festival without any hardship. Talking to Akashvani News, National President of the BJP Minority Morcha, Jamal Siddiqui, outlined the campaign's broader vision, stating that during the holy month of Ramadan and upcoming occasions like Eid, Good Friday, Easter, Baishakhi, Nowruz and the Indian New Year, the Minority Front will reach out to those in need through the Saugate Modi campaign.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी कहते हैं कि हम 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के पालक हैं और उसको मानते भी हैं, तो हम जब उनकी तरफ से जा रहे हैं तो हम खाली हाथ नहीं जाएंगे, इसलिए हमने सौगाते मोदी एक किट बनाया है जिसमें त्योहारों में खाने पीने जो सामान लगते हैं उसको रखा हुआ है और उस किट को लेकर हम जाएंगे और उनको जो है ईद की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनको बैसाखी की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनके ईस्टर में शामिल होंगे और त्योहारों में रंग भरने की कोशिश करेंगे.
The Election Commission today commenced the first ever training program for over 1 lakh booth-level officers, BLOs, in New Delhi. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi, inaugurated a training program held at the India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in the national capital. Talking to the media, CEC Ganesh Kumar said that India's election is the biggest in the world, and to conduct this election, the Election Commission makes 10,50,000 बूथ्स.
भारत के चुनाव दुनिया के सबसे बड़े चुनाव होते हैं. इन चुनावों को कराने के लिए चुनाव आयोग लगभग 10.5 लाख बूथ बनाता है. हर पोलिंग बूथ पर एक बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर होता है जो कि इलेक्टोरल रोल को बनाने में मदद करता है. तो देश की ये पहली ट्रेनिंग आयोजित की गई है IIIDM में चुनाव आयोग द्वारा. इस ट्रेनिंग में हम लोग 10.5 लाख बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर्स में से 1 लाख बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर्स को ट्रेन करेंगे.
Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has emphasized that regulations should not create unintended barriers to deepening financial inclusion. Speaking at the curtain raiser event of the Financial Action Task Force's Private Sector Collaborative Forum in Mumbai, Mr. Malhotra cautioned policymakers against being overzealous with their measures, highlighting that legitimate activities should not be stifled. The RBI governor commended India's significant strides in financial inclusion, with 94% of adults now holding bank accounts. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is conducting searches at 60 locations across Chhattisgarh, Bhopal, Kolkata and Delhi in connection with the Mahadev Book online betting scam case. The searches are being conducted on premises, including those linked to politicians, senior bureaucrats, police officers, key functionaries of Mahadev Book and other private individuals suspected of involvement in the case. The CBI in its statement said that the case pertains to the illegal operations of Mahadev Book, an online betting platform promoted by Ravi Uppal and Saurabh Chandrakar, both of whom are currently based in Dubai. The CBI in its investigation found the promoters allegedly paid substantial amounts as protection money to public servants for the smooth and uninterrupted functioning of their illegal betting network. 9 Maoists, including 6 women, surrendered today in the Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. A collective reward of 26 lakh rupees had been announced for their capture. These individuals were reportedly involved in several major incidents. In Bihar, RJD President Lalu Prasad and other leaders of the like-minded parties have given support to the protest of the All India Muslim Personnel Law Board, AIMPLB, held at Patna over the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. Several Muslim organizations led by AIMPLB are staging protests at Patna over the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. Lok Sabha member and chief of Azad Samaj Party Kashiram Chandrasekhar Azad reached Patna, rallying support for the AIMPLB protest. The protest started this morning at Gardani Bagh in Patna. The AIMPLB has appealed to like-minded parties to support the cause and other organizations except the BJP. The US Senate confirmed the appointment of Indian origin scientist Jay Bhattacharya as the director of the National Institutes of Health, NIH. According to the official website of the US Senate, he was confirmed by a 53-47 vote yesterday. US President Donald Trump nominated Bhattacharya as the 18th NIH director in November last year. The United States has said that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea, following 3 days of talks in Saudi Arabia. In its remarks, the White House said that both nations had agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea. As per the New Deal, the White House said it would help restore access to the world market for Russian agricultural and fertilizer exports. U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. is making a lot of progress in restoring peace between the two nations.
In deep discussions with Russia and Ukraine, it's going well, but it's a situation we should have never had to even think about, should have never happened. And in the Middle East, that's been going on for a lot of years, centuries and centuries. It just keeps going, and we are making a lot of progress. So that's all I can report, but some detailed talks are going on right now on both fronts.
At least 18 people have been killed and 19 injured as wildfires continue to ravage South Korea's southeastern region. According to the latest figures from the Ministry of Interior and Safety, more than 23,000 people have been evacuated and hundreds of structures have been damaged, with strong winds fueling the blaze. Approximately 17,000 hectares of forest have been destroyed, making these fires among the largest in South Korea's history in terms of the area affected. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh during the next 2 days. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh on Friday and Saturday. More from our correspondent.
IMD has predicted light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning over Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Uttarakhand till Friday. The same rainfall has been estimated for Himachal Pradesh and Punjab till tomorrow. The weather agency predicted hot and humid weather conditions to prevail in isolated areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam during the next 3 days. According to IMD, a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over plains of northwest India during next 2 days and fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius thereafter. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated the Gujarat Titans by 11 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. On the seventh day of the Khelo India Para Games in Delhi, powerlifters and table tennis players delivered intense performances by competing fiercely against each other. In the para powerlifting event, Dinesh Bagade clinched gold medal in the elite 107-kilogram category, while Divyesh Ladani secured the silver and Joginder Singh won the bronze. In the elite 86-kilogram category, Arunmoli Arunagiri claimed gold, Prabhaben Shial earned silver and Samim Ben Bohra took home the bronze. Meanwhile, in para table tennis, Kajal Makwana advanced to the semi-finals. Speaking to the Akashwani News, she shared that competition in the Khelo India Para Games is becoming more intense.
Delhi aake mujhe itna acha laga. Main ye dusri baar aayi hu. Pehli baar main Khelo India mein aayi thi. Wapas main abhi Khelo India mein aayi hu. Government abhi sab player ko bahut suvidha achhi de rahi hai. Jaise ki mujhe wheelchair mein kaise jana hai. Sab player ko jaise jaise comfortable ho, waise waise wo log le jaate.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court stays Allahabad High Court's controversial order on rape, citing lack of sensitivity. BJP launches Saugate Modi campaign for underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. Russia and Ukraine agree to naval ceasefire in Black Sea, says the United States. In South Korea, at least 18 people killed as wildfires continue to ravage the country. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to face Kolkata Knight Riders this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.